I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg has one big question about what happened in Afghanistan.
Why didn't the forces we trained and equipped and supported over so many years, why were they not able to stand up against the Taliban in the stronger and better way than they did?
The Taliban is vowing to respect the rights of women and forgive those who resisted them to ensure a secure Afghanistan. Richard Fontaine, a CEO of the Center for New American Security, says the blame game has started.
Those who support the president say it's Trump's fault, and those who support Trump say it's Biden's fault, and some people say no, it's Ashraf Ghani's fault, and other people say no, it's the intelligence community's fault, and they say it's George W. Bush's fault for, you know. I think failure is going to have 1,000 fathers.
Kabul's international airport, the only way out for many, reopened to military evacuation flights under the watch of American troops. I'm Ed Donahue.